Hello, Mike. You're going to war in Iraq, are you?
Yes, sir. I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago. My wife died giving birth.
I remember you. I'll never forget you.
Thank you so much, sir. And I wanted to tell you I had called about the Still and No CD because I had gone off the track because my son, my only person in my life, had perished last year. And
I remember that. I'll never forget you.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to let you know, it took me 3 tries, and I thought something was wrong with me. But on the 3rd try, boy, all hell broke loose, and it was an epiphany, I'm telling you.
You're going to be stronger now, and you're going to be safer. You're going to be more aware.
I am ready to go.
And I want to tell you something. Nothing's going to happen to you. There's a psalm which says, you should not be afraid of the arrows that fly by night. And 10,000 will fall to your right, and 10,000 will fall to your left, but nothing will come unto you.
Who's that by?
I think it's a 92nd psalm. Ask your minister, or look up on the web. That's a clue.
Very good.
And you should not be afraid of the pestilence that comes by night, or the arrows that fly by day.
I just want to thank you with all my heart, and God bless you. It put me back on track properly.
And I want you to make copies. If you want to, we can make them for you and send them to you. Or you can make copies because the CDs are very inexpensive, and share them with your friends when you get over there.
Well, that would be great because I am kind of in my self-training mode and I'm my own now. And I am in the secluded, very secluded area and beautiful in the thumb of Michigan overlooking gorgeous crystal clear blue Lake Huron. You know, running 20 miles every morning with a 100-pound pack on the beach.
And whoa.
Swimming in the 52-degree water. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. And I'll tell you, that cold is just a state of mind. I need to get focused here. I've got my order, sir, and it's 3 weeks away, which is odd in and of itself, but I am in a unique fighting force.
But you have a unique attitude that you never had before.
And you are absolutely correct, sir. And I am ready and proud and looking up at the stars. I can see the Milky Way with my bare eyes here. And it's just a beautiful world that we live in. And
Mike, I have to go because we're leaving the airways now. But please, God, you know, I'll be talking to you tomorrow, right?
Sir, for the last time.
Yes.
Until again.
Yes. God bless you. And I wish all the men were like you. You know, I just do. But, you know, the strength of character is not just a body. A lot of people I'd like job at a hut. There's just a shell of a body and there's nothing inside for most people. The strength of a man is in him. It forms. It's an invisible quality that's solid. When you stand next to a person who has character, you feel the energy. And the enemy feels it too. Go see that movie, The 300. You won't forget that. That's how men used to be. They became feminized in America. Look at your leftists in your universities. We'll talk about another day. We've got some very dangerous people in the media. See? In the schools. And many other places that are destroying the virtues. They're driving you crazy, treating you like little kids. God bless you.